The new book, The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher, documents a now-forgotten, famous Victorian murder case. It's by Kate Summerscale, the former literary editor of Britain's Daily Telegraph. Book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review.
A dark night, a lonely English country house, a family sleeping behind locked doors, and then, within this closed circle, an act of murder most foul. It sounds like the plot of the classic Agatha Christie mystery, down to the detail about the renowned London detective called in to crack the case. Except, as writer Kate Summerscale argues, the Road Hill murder of 1860 was not an instance of reality mimicking fiction. Rather, it was the true crime that helped catapult British mystery fiction into being. Wilkie Collins, Charles Dickens, even Englishman wannabe Henry James were all inspired by the Road Hill case to turn out uncanny tales featuring shrewd children, nervous governesses, and most crucially, dysfunctional families whose every member has a secret to hide. In her intriguing new book called The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher, Summerscale zeroes in on the Road Hill case not only as a source for the evolving mystery genre, or enigma novels, as they were then called, but also for the burgeoning science of detection itself. As Summerscale points out, words like clue and lead were just entering the Victorian vernacular around the time of the case. The famous detective Inspector Jonathan Witcher, who was summoned to Road Hill House, was just one of eight men composing Scotland Yard's fledgling detective force. The squad was created, Summerscale says, in response to urbanization and the sense that an ever-expanding London was becoming mysterious to itself. The murder Witcher set out to investigate was particularly grisly. On the evening of June 29, 1860, the Kent family, consisting of Samuel Kent, his second wife, Mary, and seven children, four from Samuel's first marriage, were tucked into their beds. Also sleeping in the house were a young nursemaid, a housemaid, and a cook. When the nursemaid awoke the next morning, she discovered that three-year-old Saville, who slept in a cot in her room, was missing. Eventually, the household was roused and a search got underway. Saville's body was found dumped at the bottom of a filthy outdoor privy, his throat slashed. All of England was swept up by the case, and popular suspicion centered, of course, on the nursemaid. But Inspector Witcher sniffed out the scent of evil even closer to home. The Kent family, as he described it in reports to his commissioner, was emotionally fractured. The parents doted on their younger children. The children Samuel Kent had with his first wife, who was rumored to have gone mad, were displaced. Witcher's eagle eyes locked in on 16-year-old Constance, Saville's half-sister. The nightdress Constance had worn to bed that evening was missing from the weekly laundry pile. Later, a bloody shift was discovered stuffed into the kitchen stove, but it too quickly vanished. Also curious was Constance's reaction to the frantic announcement of Saville's disappearance that fateful morning. Witcher reported that Miss Constance opened her bedroom door dressed, heard what was being said, but made no remark. On the strength of Witcher's hunch, another new word entering the language of detection, Constance was taken into custody and tried, but the case against her was too weak. Witcher left the courtroom a failure. He was mocked in the press as Inspector Watcher of the defective police and denounced in Parliament as representing the most dangerous aspects of this new creature, the detective, nothing more than a working-class snoop set loose to invade the refined Englishman's cherished domestic sphere and besmirch young ladies like Constance with his grimy fantasies. When Constance came forward and confessed 5 years later, Witcher had already taken early retirement from Scotland Yard. His discharge papers cited the cause as congestion of the brain. Summerscale, like the detective she celebrates, is an excellent close reader of detail, and her book conveys the oppressive dullness of daily middle-class Victorian life, down to the Spartan supper of bread, butter, and water consumed by the nursemaid on the night of the murder. The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher combines a thumping good mystery yarn with fine social and literary history. But to Summerscale's credit, she ends her book with a disturbing detail that reminds readers of the very real little boy whose murder set so much else in motion.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher by Kate Summerscale.